Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening. Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is July 23rd, 2008, and I am your host, Joanne. As always, please participate with our guests by calling in 347-945-5423, and definitely keep the chat going in the chat room. Don't forget to rate the show. Once we are finished, it's usually available for download 30 minutes once we're finished. Just a reminder, Monday, July 28th, 2008, David Fumero will be joining me to discuss his new movie, Greetings from the Shore, as well as what is going on in Landview. And I'm bringing on the phone right now Tony. Hi, Tony. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Joanne. Good evening to you, and good evening to everybody all on the Blog Talk Radio Network. What's going on Wednesday night?
I'm telling you. Waiting for our guest to call in. I'm going to see who we have on the line, just so everybody in the chat room knows. Tonight's guest is an up-and-coming starlet straight from the runway. She's a beautiful model. She's even been described as being one of the most charming and delectable creatures on this planet. Not to mention drop-dead gorgeous. So let's see who's on hold waiting to talk to the beautiful Denise Vassey while we're waiting for her to call in. Area code 727, who am I speaking with? Hello.
Hello. Joanne.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Denise Vassey.
Oh, we got you on the first try, Denise.
I love it. I wasn't expecting that. No, I wasn't expecting that. You got me. You got me so good there, girl.
Hi. Thank you for the lovely introduction. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome. Welcome to Stardish.
I'm glad to be here.
Very good.
That's Tony on the other end, and I'm Dan.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm telling you right now, I'll tell you right now, since you first hit the screen as Randy, I'm telling you, she is becoming one of my most favorite characters rapidly, because you have really made impact, really, in your first month if you're on the show. I mean, she is one character that's very feisty, very independent, but also, you know, is bored because she doesn't want to leave a pimp because Frankie's trying to save her from this pimp.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying Randy.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
I said thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying.
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, let me say here, Denise, I just want to know a little bit more about you. You are new to acting other than Law and Order and a few other little things that you did on The Good Guys in Rome. You also were in a film, Dorman, and Exposing the Order of the Serpentine, a TV movie. So tell me about Denise. Where are you from? When did you know that, I mean, you're drop-dead gorgeous, so I'm sure everybody from the time you were born said, oh, this girl's going to be either an actress or a model. So tell us your story and how it happened for you.
Okay, I'm from New York originally.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And you kind of hit it on the ball. My mom was approached for modeling and commercials when I was very, very young. And it was something that we waited later in life to try out. And I modeled for a little bit when I was younger, around 12, and then I stopped to, you know, concentrate on school and kind of grow up and have a normal life. And then I came back and I focused on the modeling for quite some time. I've always wanted to perform, but it wasn't until probably my mid-teens that I understood that I wanted to act.
Right.
And so the modeling was a great way to kind of. Oh, that's my dog, and he wants to say something too. The modeling was a great way to work and be able to study at the same time because there's a great amount of flexibility with it.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of years ago, I started studying privately. I've worked with some of the best coaches in New York. I worked on my speech because coming from New York, I have I had a big New York accent. We worked on that, and I mean, just auditioning, and we got a couple of roles here and there, and we had some interest from all my children, and thankfully we worked something out, and here I am.
And everybody is loving the fact that you are there because you really did bring something new to the screen and something. You're also entangled in one of the most popular super couples on All My Children with Jesse and Angie via Frankie. So did you know,
yes,
when you did your screen testing, did you know that you were going to be a part of that super couple family, or did you even know anything about All My Children at that point?
Oh, I definitely knew about All My Children. I mean, I grew up with my mom and the women in my family watching All My Children. It had been many years since I had the time to put on a soap because of the modeling. I was traveling and, you know, working.
Right.
But right before I went to screen test, I started watching the show again, so I knew a little bit about what was going on. And I was right there as Angie and Jesse were about to be reunited, which is so exciting and so moving. I was telling Darnell today, the scene where Angie and Jesse see each other for the first time at the train stop. I mean, I was bawling. It was such a great scene. So I totally understood the concept. Now, when I screen tested, I did screen test for another character that we felt I wasn't right for. All My Children felt that there was something else in store for me. And
right.
When I came on, they came to me with Randy, and it was just exciting. You know, she has a lot to offer. She definitely is feisty with an attitude, and she's kind of independent and closed off.
Yeah.
But as you see Randy progress in the show, you'll see that there's a lot more to her than that.
Right. Her backstory is going to start to come out. I saw her in yesterday's scenes. Frankie was kind of digging in there a little bit until Fletcher came in and kind of squashed
right, the whole thing.
Yeah, squashed
right.
Her hopes a little bit there as she was looking in the mirror. So it's going to be interesting to see how that backstory plays out.
Yeah, we're very excited to. I know I'm very excited to bring Randy more into play and for people to really see, you know, why she's so so strong-willed and why she just can live her life on her own.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Weimaraner. Are you familiar with the breed?
What is it called?
A Weimaraner?
Oh,
no, what kind of dog is that?
Not really.
He's a hunting dog. He's silver and gray, and there's a photographer, William Wegman, who photographs them dressed as humans, and it's the dog that's on Sesame Street. It's got these big blue-green eyes.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh,
okay,
yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, well, that's good. We love dogs. Dogs are welcome on the show. We have a lot of them that talk on the phone with our guests, believe it or not. Definitely do. We have a few people on hold waiting to speak to you. You ready to take a couple of calls?
Let's start it off.
Let's go ahead, and we're going to start with area code 757. You're on the phone with Denise Fossey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Denise. Hi, Joanne. It's Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Joanne, it's Janine, too.
And Janine.
Hi, Janine.
You know we're the pair.
Hey,
yeah,
hey guys.
Tell me on the other line, and we got Denise on the phone.
Hi, Denise. We have a question. We heard that you just filmed a new movie with some fellow AMC stars. Well,
alums.
Alums, yeah.
Jumel and Alexa Havens.
Yeah, I can't even mention that.
Yes, Glenn and Rome.
A Wedding in Rome, right.
Yes.
Did you enjoy it? Like, was that your first movie that you did, or?
That was my first feature film.
Really?
And my first feature film, and I did enjoy it. It was a great set. I got to meet Josh and chit chat with him about me coming on All My Children, and he's actually very good friends with my physical trainer. So we got to talk about that kind of stuff. And my scenes in the film are opposite John Heder, and he is Napoleon Dynamite. We all remember him from that, and he's just hilarious.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
So we got to have a lot of fun.
Are you in a lot of the movie, or in the beginning or the end? We got to make sure we run out and go see
it. Yeah,
we're going
to go see it.
Yeah, you definitely have to run out and go see it. You know what? You know, when things get edited, you never know what happens at the end. I think I filmed about three scenes in that film. So hopefully they will all make it to the final cut.
Well, we want to wish you the best of luck on All My Children, and we're going to root for you and keep watching for you.
Thank you.
Yes, and we'll see you in August at the fan club luncheon.
Yes, hopefully we're waiting for confirmation on that, and hopefully we will see you there.
Yeah, cool.
Well, we look forward to it. It was nice speaking with you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, girl.
Hey, Joanne, before we continue, I want to reiterate all of some co-stars in that movie that you are in, Denise, when you're wrong. It also stars Kristen Bell, who is on Heroes right now. And Danny DeVito and Angelica Houston and Will Arnett, who is the husband of 30 Rock star Dean Gukowski, and you just mentioned aforementioned Alexa Havens.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a nice lineup for your first feature film, huh?
It's not that bad.
Not bad at all, girl. Not bad at all.
Yeah, you're in pretty good company, Denise.
Thank God. Definitely.
As well as they are with her, so. With the way that you're progressing, I can guarantee. I was just telling everyone in the chat room, you really remind me, and I'm sure you probably did hear this before, of a young Vanessa Williams. You are just really that.
I was just about to say that, Joanne.
Yeah, she really is. I mean, truthfully, you are very stunning, and I'm sure you hear that a million times a day.
True.
So
that.
Make that
thank
a million
you,
and
you
one.
Thank you very much. I actually won a contest. I was in a contest, and the final question was, who do people most say you look like? And I said Vanessa Williams, and that won me the contest. So I do get to hear that quite often.
Cool.
Did you win a good prize,
thank
at least?
You. I did. I did.
As long as the prize is good, we're okay.
Okay.
Now, you did one letter. Tell me about that, because I think every person I've had on the show has done Law & Order, at least one out of the three series. How was your experience on Law & Order?
Well, you know, they say if you're a New York actor, you're not a New York actor, really, unless you've done an episode of Law & Order.
Exactly.
You know? I did Criminal Intent, and I was on set with Chris Norris, and I love the Law & Orders. And you know what? It was a long day. It was a long day, but we had a lot of fun, and everyone was, you know, everyone was really in high spirits and joking around, and it was very, very comfortable.
Oh, good. And Chris North was in the episode that you were in, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I love him.
He's a great guy. He's funny.
Yeah, Criminal Intent is definitely my favorite one. I love him and Vincent D'Onofrio, too. I like watching them on the screen. They're really great. We're going to move along over here to another caller. Area code 817. You're on the phone with Denise.
Hi, Denise. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say hello to Denise and just let her know that I really like the character Randy and Frankie, and I'm pulling for the characters.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the support.
Yeah, I haven't watched All My Children in a long time.
We're glad you're back.
Yeah. Angie and Jesse, they brought me back, so. And now I'm watching you, so you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah, tell me what your first scenes were like with Cornelius.
Our first scenes go back to May, and Cornelius really, I mean, my first day on set, he became my best friend. He showed me around, and he made me feel really comfortable. I think, like, anyone's first day anywhere, whether it's a job or school, is a little bit nerve-wracking, and you kind of want to fit in and make sure that, you know, you're present, but that you're not in anybody's way. And he really, really just kind of, you know, took all that pressure off my back and was like, it's going to be cool, just relax. And we actually, my first scenes were shot on an extremely long day at the end of the day. And, I mean, just because we had spent the afternoon getting to know each other and he had shown me around, by the time I got on stage, I was totally not nervous and just ready to go. So, I mean, he's really been my best friend there.
Great.
Now, what about the scenes lately you've had with Debbie Morgan?
Debbie's
like
amazing.
What is that like? Yeah.
Yes.
Debbie is amazing.
Boy. Yes. Tell us about that.
What do you feel?
She's just an amazing actress. She's, you know, her presence is really strong. And just with working with her, you just kind of want to take your bar and raise it higher. You know, you want to be in that scene with her. Mm-hmm. And she makes it really easy. She makes it really easy to do that. And she, I actually screen tested with Debbie.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes, I screen tested with Debbie, and you know, we ran it once for rehearsal, and then we block it, and then we taped it. And during our screen test, she made my eyes all watery, and you know, she helped get me to the place where I needed to be for that scene. So I'm very thankful to her.
Right. That's got to be something to pull all those emotions out, you know, on cue. And I mean, I give you guys a lot of credit for that. I mean, these criers on the drop of a dime, and
mm-hmm.
Debbie is definitely one of them women who can do that, that's for sure.
Yes.
She definitely has her craft to where it needs to be.
Now, I mean, you're what, 23 years old now?
No, I'm not 23.
You're
supposed to be wrong. You're 27,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
I get it right, yeah. Yeah, I get it right.
What is it, 25?
27, right?
No, you're not.
Yes. I am.
Oh,
I was
wow.
right. Was I, Denise, right?
Yes, you
oh,
were.
Oh, gosh.
Good genes, good genes.
Well, that's all right, because you look like you're 23. So, I mean, I wasn't lying that when I was doing my research, there's really not a lot of stuff out there on you. I couldn't find an official website. I couldn't find any of this stuff. And I saw certain things that said that you were 23. But, okay, I didn't look at the date, but that's okay.
Well,
nothing wrong with being 23.
You know what I found out how to raise Joanne? I found it on the MySpace page. That's where I found it.
Oh. I wonder which one. We've got there are two actual real Denise Vassy MySpace pages. Of course, I have my personal one for my family and friends, and then we have a Denise Vassy fan, and we just launched officialdenisevassy.com. So there is a website up now.
Cool. I'm gonna go check it out tomorrow.
Okay, because I went looking for that today, and I couldn't find it. I mean, I'm just maybe challenged or some sort. I don't know. I did that the other day too.
It's pretty new. It's only a couple of weeks old, and we haven't really announced it yet. Actually, this is probably the first public announcement of it. So there you go.
Okay.
Cool. All right. You're here first on Scottish Radio.
Wait a minute, I want to make sure I have it right because I'm going to post it on the blog. So it's
www.denisevassy.com.
Oh, you know, when people say official, I just exclude that out of the title. Because I don't know why. Don't.
Yeah, you gotta type official beniecevassy.com because that way you'll be.
That's why I didn't find it. Okay, all right, I got it up now. Now I see it. All right, I just want to make sure I have it right so I could put it in the blog.
I'm definitely checking it out tomorrow, Denise.
Yeah,
oh,
I want to post it on Blog Talk so everyone can have access to it.
And she has a message board up, I think, too, right?
I'm sorry.
I think it's a message board up too, right?
Yes, there's a message board and there's a Yahoo chat as well.
Oh, cool. I'm definitely checking those out.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Wonderful. So have you had any fan experiences yet? I mean, obviously you must see that these soap fans are quite loyal.
I love the soap fans. They are so loyal and it's a different kind of fan. They really want to be close to you, and they really want to get to know you, and it's very interesting. I probably had my first experience a couple weeks ago. I was walking not too far from the studio, and someone who is actually a young man was screaming out, "Randy, Randy, Randy," and it took me a minute, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, I'm Randy." And I turned around. Yeah, I was like, "Hi." And he was just like, "Oh, I love the show, and I love that you're on, and I think you're great and beautiful," and da da da. And it was very cute. And I think last week was the first time someone asked for a picture. And then there was another woman who asked me to sign her daughter's graduation book, which was so cute.
That's cute. That's gotta feel good. I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard of if you've seen these Super Soap Weekends. If you get to go, you'll be so overwhelmed with fans and adoration and love. It'll be ridiculous.
I've been informed. I've never been to all my children being my first soap gig. I've never been on the panel, but I've been told that there's just so many fans that come out and they support you and they support your character and what you're doing on the show, and I think it's great. I've heard that these fans will stay with you and follow your career, so.
Absolutely. Definitely.
They
will. We will definitely do that.
That's the thing. Soap fans can be so loyal as long as the actor stays true to the fan. Once the actor kind of like I've seen some actors get their heads blown up a little bit too much, and it really just turned around and kind of smacked the fans in the face a little bit. That's when they turn on you like a bunch of hyenas. But for the most part, they're fantastic, and you have a great following already, so I wouldn't even be worried about that.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate all the support.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, everybody is loving you. We actually have another caller online, Maggie. She is our regular caller, loves the soap, so we're going to bring Maggie on. Maggie, you're on the phone with Denise.
Hi, Maggie.
Maggie,
put us on hold.
I'm telling you, I don't know where she went. Now she'll...
Maggie,
well,
are you there?
She's going to have to call back. Got to hang up. No, she'll call back. It could be something with her phone. Sometimes that happens.
Okay, let's move on to the next one then.
Yeah. The next one is Georgette.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, Georgette.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
Good. I hope to meet you when I come to New York in August.
Oh, I hope to see you then, too.
Doing a great job on the show, and I wish you well. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm just listening and show my support. But anyways, keep up the good work. And Joanne, I'll talk to you later. Hey, Tony, what's up?
How about Georgette?
Okay. I'll put you on hold so you can listen, Georgette.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Georgette has a problem with her computer sometimes. When you call into the radio station, if you don't want to be picked up, you don't have to be, but you can just listen, you know. It's kind of, so a lot of people call in that they get very nervous to call in and talk. They just want to listen, and I kind of put everybody on blast and make them talk. So they don't like that.
And she does, Denise. And she does, Denise.
They're like, oh, no, I just wanted to listen.
Look at you, Jen.
I'm surprised they haven't put me on blast yet.
So what part of New York are you from, Denise?
I'm from Brooklyn originally.
Oh, God.
And,
those speech classes worked good because I would never know.
I tell you, I studied hard. I studied hard and with a very good speech coach named Sam Schwa. And he's coached about almost everyone you possibly could think of. And he's amazing. And we worked really hard for about a year and a half, 2 years, you know, 2 to 3 times a week. And he sent me home with a lot of homework and... You know what? It works.
You see, a lot of when I first moved to Florida and I started working in corporate world, I was working for an insurance company, and they were like, oh, gosh, you really need to change that accent. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm from New York, and that's where I'm from. I'm not talking like you just because you want me to. I used to get really mad for people trying to make me change the way that I talk. So I find it fascinating when I hear actors and actresses that change, you know, their natural born accents to, you know, to suit their work, because I would never do it. I wouldn't do it.
What it is you really, you don't change, but you learn a new accent, a new way of speaking. It's the same as if I was going to audition for something that was, you know, set in the South for the 1950s.
Right.
Then I'd have to learn that way of speaking in order to audition for the role most of the time.
Right.
They want to know that you'll be able to, you know, come on and work with that dynamic. So it's not that you erase it completely. It's the fact that you can come and go in between. So, and for acting, when you have such a strong accent from New York or Boston, it came out right there. When you have such a strong accent, then people are able to sit to hear where you're from, and most of the time, you really want to have a non-regional American accent, so that when people speak to you, it's more like, oh, well, we know she's obviously American, but where is she from?
Right, right.
Yeah.
I can understand that, but I don't know. I'm just, like, stubborn like that, and it's just take me and leave me alone. It'll always stay there. I can't change it. You know what's really funny? And my best friend, Linda, she's in the chat room, and she'll tell you, my son, Tyler, he's 7 years old, and my oldest son is 15, and he spent about 5 years of his life in New York. So when he came to Florida, the teachers constantly tried to correct his way of speaking, and I used to get mad at them, and I would tell them, don't tell him how to talk different. That's the way he talks. Leave him alone. They were like, it's not talk. We don't spell it T-A-W-K. I said, well, that's how I say it, so stop telling him. I used to get really mad at these teachers for trying to teach my kids how to talk different, but whatever. I like the way they sound now, so it's okay. It's all good. But you're good at it, because I would never have known that you were from Brooklyn, definitely. Now, does your family, when you're home alone with your family, does the Brooklyn come out of you?
You know, that's what I think. When you get around any situation, you're kind of like a chameleon, and you pick things up, and you kind of fall right back into it. When I'm around, you know, old friends or my family, definitely it comes back. But I mean, I've had situations. I remember my first away modeling trip. I was flown out to Jamaica to shoot something for Glamour magazine, and one of the other models who I became very good friends with at the time, she was from the UK. And so after a week of shooting, I came back home, and I picked up the phone to call my mother, and my mom was very confused. She's like, wait a minute, you went to Jamaica and you came back with an English accent? Because I had picked it up from this girl that I was spending, you know, I spent a week with her at work, after work,
right.
You know. And it's funny, you do kind of just fall into it. You pick up what's around you.
Right. Yeah. So, all right.
It definitely comes back.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Let's see. Now you did modeling. Which do you prefer? Do you like modeling, or would you rather pursue acting as your lifelong career? Like, where? I mean, again, I'm sitting here thinking you're 23. Where do you see yourself in the next, you know, 5-10 years?
Well, I don't want to take anything away from modeling. Modeling has given me the opportunity to really afford to study, because, you know, studying
right.
takes money, just like you know, going to college. And so I loved when I modeled. I had many wonderful experiences, and I met a whole bunch of wonderful people, and I traveled. But acting was really my ultimate goal. You know, I was just lucky. Some people, you know, take night jobs. You know, they bartend, or they wait tables at a restaurant, and I just got really lucky that I was able to fall into modeling to help lead the way and open a lot of doors for me. So I'm very thankful for that. But acting is definitely my passion, and that's really what I want to concentrate on, and that's what I plan on doing for the rest of my life, God willing.
Right.
But as far as goals for the future, I've kind of put myself in a position where I don't want to put too much pressure on myself. I want to take
right.
each card as it's given to me. Right now, I've been given the opportunity to work on all my children, and day to day, I just want to come to set and be as good as my last episode was, and just continue
right.
concentrating on that. And then when the
right.
next card comes in, then I'll focus on that.
So now, back to All My Children. Who on the show that you haven't worked with yet? I mean, basically, you're set around the Hubbards right now. Who on that show have you seen that you would love to have scenes with, like to see Randy interact with?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I would love to work with all my other cast members. They're all so great, and they all have different things that they bring to the table. You know, really, you know, certain ones play, you know, they're bad guys really well, and you kind of want to get in a scene and be bad with them, and some of them are super chipper and always happy, and you're like, how is this character always happy? I want to get in there, and I want to see Randy be always happy. So I mean, I'm not limiting myself. I'd love to work with each and every one of them as my my character progresses through her journey in Pine Valley.
Right. Okay, well, let's take another caller. We have area code 954, which is Florida. Miss Linda, you're on the phone with Denise.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi, Linda. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call in again, you know, just let you know you're doing a great job. I enjoy having you grace our TV screens each day. And just wanted to call and give you support and let you know you're doing a great job, and we're very happy that that you're part of the cast.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate all the support, really.
Oh, good, good. So what's a typical day like for you at the on set?
A typical day basically starts, you get your call time, you come in and you pick up your wardrobe, and I like to coach and go over my lines and read my lines with my co-stars. Then you go into hair and makeup. If you're early, then you break for lunch. And sometimes we have what's called a dry rehearsal, and we rehearse before we either get on stage or we rehearse on stage, and then we block the scenes, and then we tape them, and then you get to go home.
Wow. I just think you're doing a great job, and again, I think you're definitely, I think your character's going to develop, and I just, you know, I think that your character's going to probably stick around for a lot longer than what anyone would initially have thought. So I'm very excited to kind of see how she's going to develop and grow.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Great. Well, you're doing a great job, Denise.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself and keep up the great work. Thanks. Good night, you guys.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. So, yeah, let's see here. We have another couple questions in the chat room. Everyone is just pretty much telling me how much they adore you and they're glad to see you on the screen, which, of course, we all are. We definitely all are. Let me ask you a couple little trivia questions. What is the main thing that Denise Vassy will not leave her house without in her purse? What cosmetic has to be in her purse at all times?
Cosmetics. I'm addicted to chapstick or lip gloss. Not necessarily anything with color, but just like literally, you know, a Kiehl's balm or a regular chapstick from Duane Reade, which is like our local pharmacy. So that would be there. Hand lotion. I wash my hands a lot throughout the day, so my hands get pretty dry. Cosmetic-wise, that's it. You know, when I'm going to work, I'm lucky enough to sit down and someone gets to take care of all that for me.
Isn't that fantastic? That's got to be great to have somebody do that for you every day.
It's really nice. Although I don't think you've seen Randy made up yet.
Well, not made up, but you there was a scene where you had the you were like dressed in a suit in that office or whatever. So yeah, nothing overdone.
Right,
they're laughing at me in the chat room, saying, okay, Joanne, only a woman could get away with asking that question about the makeup. After the what?
We're all caught up in each other. Being at the law office, everything after that was the hospital.
It was a different kind of makeup. Okay, so now I'm being instructed by a man to ask you what your favorite wrestler is. Who your favorite wrestler is.
What?
Wow. My favorite wrestler.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be The Rock, even though I don't know if he wrestles anymore.
No, he's made an actor now.
He's an actor now, right? He's completely turned over careers, right? But
yeah, he just recently was in Get Smart with Anne Hathaway and Steve Carell.
Yeah, oh, he was great in that. Yeah, if you didn't see Get Smart. Oh, it's laugh your ass off funny. It's really a funny movie.
Yeah, it is.
If you didn't see it, definitely go see it. But people like to hear when we have actors that were actresses that call in, they like to hear the little favorite things that you like to do in your off time. So what was the last movie that you saw?
The last movie that I saw was Wanted with Angelina Jolie.
Oh, my. And James McAvoy, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. And I love that. I love I left the movie and I thought to myself, I need to take some, like, martial arts. Some kind of class that can teach me to kick a little butt.
Yeah, especially mother of twins now.
Yes,
she is. Absolutely. There was a couple other, as a matter of fact, there was a blog about one of your co-stars. I don't know if you had the chance to work with him yet, Jake, or interact with him. Jacob Young just found out that he's having a little boy in November. So that's a little trivia piece there. So, yes. I'm told to ask you who your role model is and who your favorite actor or actress is.
Okay. Well, my role model is my mother.
Aww.
I mean, my mom is the strongest person I know, and everything that I've done has been because of her, and everything that I continue to do in life will be for her. She's really always been there for me, and she's always encouraged me to be independent and do things on my own. And she's never said don't do that, because you know, I know a lot of people want to know about parents and what parents feel about their children wanting to act, and you know, a lot of actors or actresses have said that, you know, their parents were a little worried about them not having conventional careers, and my mother was never like that. She was, do whatever makes you happy. Wake up every morning happy to go to work. And so she's definitely my biggest role model. Nicole Kidman has been one of my favorite actresses. I run to see anything she's in just because you never know. You know, she always takes on characters that are completely, completely different. You never see her play the same character over and over again from film to film.
Right. Well, my next question for you from the chat room, and if I'm being too forward, just tell me to shut up, because it does happen sometimes. I have a man in the chat room who wants to know if you're single.
Yes, I am single. I'm single. I'm concentrating on work, and unfortunately, you know, it's just a rough time. I started on the show. I'm new, and I've got to put my full attention to that. So, no time for boys right now.
Sorry for the social life. I'm sorry, boys.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I got no chance either.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're young. That's right. Linda is saying that's what she needs. Concentrate on work and forget about guys. Absolutely right. Get yourself together right before you can't truly be happy with a man unless you're truly happy with yourself. So
100%.
Until you reach that plateau, then you know what? There's plenty of men out there, so no biggie.
I'm not worried about it. Plus it's really not not fair, I feel, to be in a relationship with somebody that you just may not have the time for.
Right. Yeah, you're right. How can you possibly devote your time to one person when 90% of your time goes to your work and yourself? It leaves little time, and you know, for little else. So, you're absolutely right about that. My next question is, I'm being asked, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do in your off time?
That's why I want that mess.
I divide most of my off time between my family and my friends. My dog gets a lot of my personal time. He's very important to me. He's, you know, my best friend. And I take a dance class once a week, and I try and get into the gym as much as possible. I'm big on music, love music. So you always find me with my iPod, or you'll call me and, "What, Denise? I can't hear you." I'm like, "Okay, hold on, let me turn down the radio."
What's your top five on
your
iPod?
Right now, I'm really into Alanis Morissette's new CD.
Oh, okay.
I get into an album, and I always say my neighbors must hate me because, and then I play it loop over and over and over until I'm completely done with it, and then I move on to something else.
But tell me the name of that dog again that you have. They were asking me, and I don't remember how to say it.
It's a blues called a Weimaraner.
A Weimaraner.
A Weimaraner.
A Weimaraner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, they can hear you. Oh, okay. They spelled it out for me. Joanne is so mentally challenged when it comes to that stuff.
No, don't feel bad. Do not feel bad. Everyone is like, "What? What kind of dog?"
What kind of dog is
it?
What?
It sounds
I've never
like
heard of
what
that
I
dog.
Call my kids. It sounds
Which
like
is?
Something I call my kids. You Weimaraner, get out of here.
My mom calls me and she goes, "How's the Wigglewammer?"
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, you know who? Maggie's back on the phone. Let's get her on. Maggie, you're on the phone with Denise.
Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? We lost you before.
Yeah, I'm. I out with my boyfriend.
She was on the phone with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We buzzing.
Well, we'll let you pass because it was a phone call from your boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You have a question for Denise, Maggie?
Yeah, I love you on a Mother Day. You are so beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Maggie. Thank you so much.
Yeah. How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 27.
Okay. You look at 25.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. I hope I always look 25.
How is work with, work on all my children?
I love working on all my children. I'm having such a great time.
I want
to work. It's really been a lot of fun.
I want to work there with you.
Aww. Aww.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Maggie.
Bye, Maggie.
Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah, you gotta love Maggie. She calls in every show. She loves everybody. There's no one that she doesn't love. So,
but she loves her boyfriend more.
Yeah, she does. She did that. When did she do that, Tony? The other day when we who did we have on the phone yesterday?
Brandon Buddy.
Chambers.
Oh,
Christina Chambers on yesterday, and she did the same thing. She had to hang up because she had to go talk to her boyfriend.
Talk to her boyfriend.
Absolutely.
She missed Christina, yeah.
So now, do you interact at all with any of the other actors outside of work? Is there anyone in particular that you've become close with?
We're kind of forging our relationships now. I've Ricky Paul Golden, who plays Jake, also, you know, was new just about the time I came in. So I've really become very friendly with him, and he's kind of given me an in to how the business works, and he's the one who's explained to me about fans and all that kind of politics. And Cornelius, who plays Frankie, of course, like I said earlier, has become my best friend. And you know, we take our lunches together and chit-chat about other things that are going on in our lives. I'm starting a couple of weeks ago. You know, in the beginning, it's very new, and you kind of got to get to know everybody and know the different kind of personalities. But everyone's great, and we all laugh and joke around in the makeup room, and we all really have a good time.
Now, I'm having a question from the chat room from Superposter. You said you grew up watching All My Children with your mom and stuff. Did you have any favorite characters and or couples on All My Children while you were watching it growing up?
Okay, come on. Erica was my favorite. Everybody wanted to grow up and be Erica Kane.
I'm telling you.
I don't doubt it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't know who don't want to be Erica Kane. That's for sure. She was fabulous in her scene. What about anybody other than Erica? They're saying.
Let me think. This is thinking back now. I'm talking. Little girl times.
Mm.
I watched a lot again when I was in high school with my girlfriends, and we all loved Kendall's character and how Kendall kind of, you know, got in everybody's business and came to shake things up.
Well, that was Kendall.
So that,
that was Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes.
Yes,
at the time it was Sarah Michelle Gellar, who we knew from a show called Swan's Crossing.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like many people forget about that show.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people forget about that show, but we knew about her from that.
And, of course, afterwards with Buffy the Vampire Slayer and whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And now my kids know her for Scooby-Doo, so go figure.
There you go.
My son knows her.
She's doing. She's doing something right. We all know her.
I'm telling you. So now, did you have a particular male crush on the show?
Oh no. I was not. I was so not into boys and kind of into wanting to be the cool girl and wanting to be one of the girls on the show. At the time, I wasn't really thinking about boys like that.
Okay. Another question from the
chat room. Some things don't change. Here I am, still not thinking about boys.
Well, you know what? I don't want to say compare you to Erica, because by that time I think Erica probably had about 10 husbands already. So we have to compare you to a career-driven woman. Let's say more like Brooke English. Very career driven, and then family, and then boys,
and then family. Right.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I've had my moments.
They're asking me if you watch any other soaps.
Right now
I don't. But I used to watch also Santa Barbara, and Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful. Oh, I'm so lying. When I watched Bold and the Beautiful, I kind of had a crush on Ridge.
Okay.
Yeah, so those were the other ones we watched at home.
Okay, well, can I, as a woman, tell you that you need to go and watch General Hospital Night Shift just to watch Antonio Sabato Jr. in a towel?
Oh, no. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you know what?
Freeze frame
is right. Last night was the first episode, and Night Shift was fantastic, and I'm so happy they brought Antonio Sabato Jr. back. Do you know who he is? He used to play
on Hospital. 100%. 100%.
Okay,
not on General. Not, yes, I know who he is. And actually, I was lying again. I did. We were, at home, me and the girls, rooting for Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos. I mean, yummy.
Oh, yes. They were a fantastic couple.
Kelly and Mateo.
Yes, absolutely. And they're still a super couple, you know? I mean, they still are. Soaps or not, everybody loves them as a couple. So I wish nothing but the best for them. They're the ones that kind of show Hollywood that a safe and loving marriage can actually happen. That's what I admire about
that. I agree. I agree
100%. Mm-hmm. Super Poster is asking me, do you remember doing a modeling gig with Melissa Claire Egan in her preteen years or so?
Oh, Missy's funny. So when I came on, and I don't remember a couple days into it or a week or so into my first month there, Missy comes up to me and she goes, I know you. We did a job together years ago. And I'm thinking, we did? Because she's a brunette now. And when we did the job, she was a blonde. And
okay.
So I couldn't remember what it was. And then weeks pass, and Cameron comes up to me and he goes, Missy showed me this cute picture of you guys when you were little girls. And I'm like, no way, where is it? I want to see. So he goes into her dressing room and he pulls it out, and there it is. It's me, Missy, and another girl who modeled at the time, and another model named Alex Gisella, who's still one of my very close friends, and she's an actress too. And it just brought back so many memories. And then when I went to discuss it with Missy again, I'm like, did you see the outfits we were wearing? They were, like, hideous.
Well, you got another crowd on the show, and you didn't know about it.
It's such a small world, especially when you're from New York, because Melissa's from New York, too. So, yeah, that's definitely such a fantastic thing. Super Poster, and I'm sure you may have even heard of him. He is the person, the blogger of everything and all things All My Children. So
yes, I know.
Yes, he is.
I just did a Q&A for him.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah,
speaking of which,
my buddy over there. Uh-huh. He is everything and all AMC. We love our Super Poster.
We love that.
And then we have someone in the chat room, Denise. You are so beautiful. But you know what? You guys that say Denise is so beautiful, nobody ever calls. So you know what? I'm just putting you all on blast. You got 2 minutes, so guess what? You lost your chance now. I ain't telling you nothing no more.
Hey, Denise, real quickly, yeah, you did a Q&A for Super Poster. I sent you a question. And my question is, if you had one wish in the world, what would it be?
That was your question, Tony. Well, thank you, because that question actually made me think for a while. And then I thought, how could I really make a difference with one wish? If I had one wish, I'd wish for 100 more wishes. Because then I could change a lot. I could change a lot more, you know? Then I could really make a difference.
100 wishes. That's a cool answer.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. Well, we're coming down to the wire, guys. We've got 2 minutes left on the show. Denise, this is normally where I would ask if you would mind doing a small promo for the show, like, hi, this is Denise Vasey on Star Dish Radio, something like that for me.
And put a little spin at the end if you like.
Okay, well, we're recording now, so everyone just stay quiet and let Denise do her thing.
Hi, guys. This is Denise Vasey, Randy from All My Children for Star Dish Radio.
Perfect.
Did we break up? I didn't know
if we broke up.
Like, I had a beep in
my
phone.
It was perfect. It was perfect. I want to say thank you to coming on to Star Dish Radio. Everyone in the chat room thanks you. And they will continue to support you, and we can't wait to see what happens with Randy. Once your storyline starts developing and the backstory comes out, I want you to come back on the show, and we'll dish a little bit more about it. It's been a treat and a pleasure. And for everyone else listening, please don't forget Monday, David Fumero from One Life to Live will be on the 28th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, thank you, Denise.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank
Tony.
You so much, Joanne. Thank you, Tony.
Oh.
Thank you for everyone who called in and everyone who's listening. I just want to quickly say I truly appreciate
Absolutely.
The support. And definitely stay tuned. You'll see a lot more of Randy.
Thank you, Denise.
Wonderful.
Continued success to you on AMC, and hopefully we'll be watching definitely.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. We're going to end the show with another little from another AMC alum, Eden Regal. Imaginary Bitches Theme Song.
Have a great weekend,
everybody.
Have
a great night.
We'll see you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.